so perfectly greeted all of you in person, basically almost all of you. There are a couple of more people here this year than there were last year. I'm kind of like to skip the greetings and go right into the beef. First of all, I'm really glad, and I think the entire city of Hamburg is really glad that we were able to support this festival. Actually, from the very early beginning, we just heard about this, from 2006 onward, we were part of the sponsors of the festival, and we are doing this proudly year after year after year, because the development of the festival and the rising relevance of the festival is so apparent for every year to come. And I think this year especially marks a very big leap forward in the festival, because the federal government is joining us with real spectacular force this year. And so I'm very glad that we have Günter Wienands here from the Federal Commissioner for the Culture and Media of the federal government, because this is a festival that is by far more than just a festival that takes place in Hamburg, where there are acts showing their music. It is actually the relevant festival for the music industry and for music as an art form here in Germany, if not in entire Europe. It's basically what the Berlinale is for the film, or what the Frankfurt Book Fair is for the literature. This is what the Reeperbahn Festival is for the music business. And we are very proud to be a partner in this endeavor. And I think that's a big hand for the people who are organizing this festival, because we can only support the ideas that are out there, and we are very proud of them to develop here in Hamburg. This relevance is apparent also in the topics of the festival, and Alex Schulz mentioned one of the topics, which is key change, and I think that this is something that is really, really remarkable, because it's a program that is supported by the European Union, by the European Commission, that is fostering gender equality in the music business. And the Reeperbahn Festival was chosen to be basically the cornerstone of this initiative that is supposed to make sure that women are represented equally in the music business all around Europe. And I think that this is something that is very necessary to foster, very necessary to organize and to support. And since you mentioned country music, I think there is a very interesting act at the moment going on in the US, where we can learn a lot about what is possible if music takes on this idea. And I want to mention the band The High Women. I don't know who has heard of them, probably a couple of you, because you are in the music business. Those are four ladies who are in their prime as country musicians. Brandi Carlile, who won 3 Grammys, Amanda Shires, Natalie Helmy, and Maren Morris, and they formed a super group, as you call it. And they did so because they were so angry and so outraged that basically no woman is represented in country format radio in the US. And they entered the US country charts last week at number one, and they entered the Billboard charts in the top 10. So this really shows what is possible if you just team up, if you tell your story. And they were actually very closely intertwined with people we know from the Reeperbahn Festival, because they appeared at one of their first concert appearances was at the Newport Folk Festival, together with Linda Perry, who was with us last year, and also with Jade Bird, who won the Anchor in 2017 in its first edition. So there is really maybe a chance we see them in the future. This is kind of like for my sweet spot for country music there. I'm very much looking forward to that. The really interesting thing, why I'm mentioning this though, is that it's not just a technicality, but it's also something about the narrative power of music, of the stories that you're supposed to tell. If you listen to their first album, it's actually an entirely feminist country album, probably the first one there is. And they even rewrote this famous song, The Highwayman, from the 1980s. You all know Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and so on, as the Highwomen, telling the narrative stories of female heroes in the past. And I think that this is something we need to take a closer look at, the power to tell stories that haven't been told and that need to be told in our societies today. Stories of the ones that are not showing up in public, stories of the ones that represent the values that we all want to be represented. And this is the prime force that music as an art form can have in our societies. And I want to... And I'm mentioning this because that is actually what is at the core of this festival. It is representing diversity in its purest form. We can see basically every form of music there is. We can stumble upon things we've never even knew that we searched them, but we find them and we think they are great. And the most fantastic thing is that we experience diversity in community. And I think that this is something that is at the core of what is going on in our societies at the moment. We need to be diverse. We need to acknowledge that everyone is singular and spectacular in his own self, but we also need to make sure as a society that we enable ourselves to live that diversity as an entire society. And that really is responsible not only for musicians but for politicians as well. We need to make sure that we have free and open societies, that we have democratic and liberal societies, that we have arts and music who can flow freely in every imaginable way possible. And I think that those 4 days of the Reeperbahn Festival ahead of us will show us what is possible if we trust in this strength of music as an art form, in music as a form of diversity and experiencing diversity in community. And so I'm, as every year, very much looking forward not just to the business occasion Reeperbahn Festival, which is great, because we in Hamburg, we like good business. We always did. We do so for centuries. But what is more important is that we are actually tackling topics that really are at the core of what is going on in our societies at the moment. And if we make sure that everyone experiences what kind of power is in there, if we experience ourselves as diverse communities, then we can show the world how we can actually deal with populism, how we can deal with all these idiots that are around there in public, and how we can make sure that our societies stay free and open and diverse. So, I'm just offering our musicians to join forces in this cause and to make sure that we keep our societies open and free. And by that, I wish you all a very great festival. Have a blast. And I'll now give over to Günther Wienand from the federal government. Thank you very much.